विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादितारिणे ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांसितं वन्दे अहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपाग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंह दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्तका राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी महेश्वरी वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो वृन्दायै तुलसीदेव्यै प्रियायै केशवस्य च विष्णुभक्तिप्रदे देवी सत्त्वत्यै नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नेयंश विश्यते तत्र यथेदानीं गदाधर त्वत्पदैरंकिता भाति स्वलक्षणा Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Gadadhar Krishna, our kingdom is now being marked by the impressions of your feet. Jai Shri Shri Radha. And therefore, it appears beautiful. But when you leave, it will no longer be so. Please repeat after me. There are certain particular marks on the feet of the Lord which distinguish the Lord from others. The marks of a flag, thunderbolt, and instrument to drive an elephant, umbrella, lotus, disc, etc., are on the bottom of the Lord's feet. These marks are impressed upon the soft dust of the land where the Lord traverses. The land of Hastinapur was thus marked while Lord Krishna was there with the Pandavas, and the kingdom of the Pandavas thus flourished by such auspicious signs. Kunti Devi pointed out these distinguished features and was afraid of ill luck in the absence of the Lord. So Krishna is all auspicious, and wherever Krishna goes, that place, that whole atmosphere and surrounding becomes full of auspiciousness and prosperity. When Krishna was on this planet, then this earth was filled with opulence, and everywhere there was signs of prosperity. Wherever Krishna went, when he was performing his pastimes on this planet, those places became full of auspiciousness. When Krishna was in Hastinapur, Hastinapur became blessed. When Krishna was in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, although it was battlefield where millions of people were about to be killed, that place became auspicious, so much so that whoever left his body in that battle of Kurukshetra was delivered because of Krishna's presence there in the battlefield. Krishna, Prabhupada is pointing out that wherever Krishna goes, the land becomes marked by different signs. And those signs are full of auspiciousness. In Govinda Lilamrita, it has been pointed out, Govinda Lilamrita is a book written by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, has been pointed out different signs of Krishna's lotus feet. They are Chakrad Hindu, Jabashta Kena, Palo Shrishta Chhatra, Trikonam Boroi, Shapo Shastika Vajra Gospada, Doroir Ninordha Rekham Pushai, Ambhoja Bhaja, Pokka Jambo Phaloi, Shal Lakhanai Onkitan, Jiyachri Purushottama, Ta Gamakoi, Shri Krishna Padadvayam. Shri Krishna's lotus feet are marked, or Krishna's lotus feet carries 16 different auspicious marks. There are 8 on his right feet and 8 on his left feet. The marks on his right feet are chakra, lotus, omkush. Omkush is a kind of a spear that the elephant drivers use to control the elephant. Then thunderbolt, flag, umbrella, 8, or rather octagon, and swastika. And on his left feet are conch shell, fully ripe bimba fruit, bow, hoof of a cow's hoof, the print of a cow's hoof, water pot, triangle, half moon, and a fish. And wherever Krishna stays, though the land becomes marked with these signs. When Akrura came to Vrindavan to take Krishna to Mathura, as soon as Akrura arrived in Vrindavan, he saw the land marked with these auspicious signs of Krishna's lotus feet. So Akrura got out of his chariot and offered obeisances to the lotus feet of Krishna. That marks of Krishna can be seen, those marks of Krishna's lotus feet can be seen only by pure devotees. Just as a pure devotee can see Krishna's transcendental form due to their eyes being anointed with love. Similarly, they can see the signs of Krishna's lotus feet on the land due to their pure devotion to Krishna. This land, Navadvip, is non-different from that Vrindavan, and this land of Navadvip also is marked with those auspicious signs. And when our eyes will become anointed with love of Krishna, then we'll also be able to see that those marks of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this land of Navadvip Mayapur. Krishna's lotus feet blesses this earth planet, especially the dhams that are non-different from the spiritual sky. These dhams are eternal abodes of Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still present in this dham, just as Krishna is present in his dham of Vrindavan. And those who are fortunate enough, due to receiving pure devotional service, due to becoming completely free from all material contamination, can perceive those pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and can see this land of Navadvip Mayapur as non-different from the spiritual sky. Just as in Vrindavan, the land of Vrindavan is made of touchstone or chintamani, just as in the land of Vrindavan or in the forest of Vrindavan, all the trees are kalpa vrikshas. Just as the water of Vrindavan is nectar. Similarly, the land of Navadvip also is made of touchstone. The trees here in Navadvip Mayapur are kalpa vrikshas. And the water here is nectar. And when we develop pure devotion, then we'll see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime still going on. Adda piho nitya lila pare gaura rai kono kono bhagyobane dekhi bari pai. Till today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal pastimes are going on here. Only some fortunate ones can see that. And those who have developed pure devotion to Krishna, pure devotion to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are those fortunate ones. The real fortune, the real good fortune is to develop loving devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To go back to Krishna's lotus feet. Every part of Krishna's body is extremely beautiful, is the reservoir of all beauty and reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's feet has been described as kalonu pura rajito charu padam mani ranjito gonjito bhinga madam dhajo vajro jhashankito padu yugam. Krishna's, on the upper part of Krishna's lotus feet, or rather upper part of Krishna's lotus feet is decorated with a beautiful ankle bell. And the sound of that ankle bell is the most beautiful sound in this world. And the color of Krishna's lotus feet is defeating the pride or brilliance of the most beautiful blue jewel. And the lower part of Krishna's lotus feet is marked with dhaja, vajra, jhashankito. They are marked with dhaja means a flag, vajra means thunderbolt, and various other such signs. So devotees, ultimate shelter is Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, devotees always meditate upon the lotus feet of Krishna. Because by meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna, they can become elevated to the spiritual sky that is always marked with the lotus feet of Krishna. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet is also equally auspicious, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur pointed out that if somebody wants to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, which is the reservoir of all nectar, then one must give up all his material attachment and worship the lotus feet, worship that Supreme Lord who performs his pastime in the flower garden of Bodhroom. Jodi te hari pada saroja sudha rasa pana param hridayam satatam. If you want to drink the nectar of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if your heart is desirous, if your heart is hankering for drinking the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord incessantly, constantly, bhaja jadi te hari pada saroja sudha rasa pana param hridayam satatam paririkta griham kali bhavamayam, then give up all your attachments to your homes and hearth, which is infested with the influence of Kali. This age is very, very dangerous. It's a very, very fortunate age, a very, very unfortunate age, where Kali's influence, Kali's sinful influence is prevailing everywhere. And if you want to become free from that contaminating influence of Kali, then simply worship the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He appeared to deliver the fallen souls in this age of Kali. Anarpito charin chirat korunayavatirna kali. Krishna has appeared in this age of Kali in order to bestow his mercy upon the fallen souls. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shriman Mahaprabhu, Shri Shri Shakti Prindu. Jai Shri Shri Lakshmi Nrisimha Devi. Hari Purata Sundaro Duti Kadambo Sandipito. Krishna, whose complexion is dark, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has appeared with a molten golden complexion in order to deliver and bestow the supreme mercy upon these most degraded living entities of this age of Kali. And then the question is, how can one receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have to approach Nityananda. Hano Nitai Vine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot approach Radha Krishna. And who is Radha Krishna? Radha Krishna has become combined. Radha Krishna has appeared together as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we want to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have to approach him through Srila Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanna Avatar, the most munificent of all incarnations of the Lord. But Nityananda Prabhu is even more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we can understand how merciful Nityananda Prabhu is. Or we can say, we cannot understand how merciful Nityananda Prabhu is. And Nityananda Prabhu's mercy has been described as Nityananda Prabhu was going from door to door and begging everybody to chant the name of Krishna, to chant the holy name of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and thus become delivered from this miserable material bondage. Not only to become free from miserable material bondage, Nityananda Prabhu made a condition that you simply chant the holy name, then I will become responsible for your deliverance. Jatishtam re bhato kuru hori hori dhana monisham tato va shansharam buddhi tarano dayo moi lage. Jatishtam re bhato, dear brother, kuru hori hori dhana monisham, you simply chant the holy name of Krishna. Then, tato va shansharam buddhi tarano dayo moi lage. Then I will become responsible to deliver you, to take you across this ocean of material nature. Nityananda Prabhu is making the condition, you simply chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and I will become responsible to deliver you beyond this material nature. Idam bahus kotoi ratoti, ratayamja pratishkriham, bhaja nityanandam, bhajano tarupandam niravati. Speaking in this way, appealing to everybody in this way, Nityananda Prabhu was going from door to door and he was appealing to everyone to chant the holy name of the Lord. And I offer my respectful obeisances, or we can say we offer our respectful obeisances to that Nityananda Prabhu, who is the trunk of the tree of devotional service. Bhajana Toru Panda. The devotional service has been compared to a tree. And in that tree, Nityananda Prabhu is the trunk of the tree. So without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we cannot approach that tree of devotional service. The same verse has been translated by Lochan Das Thakur in a very beautiful way, and in a, I would say, even more sublime way. It says, Jare dakhi tare kahe dante srinodhari amare kiniya laho bhajo gaurakhari. Whoever Nityananda Prabhu sees, he requests very humbly with straw in his mouth, please chant the holy name of the Lord, and with that pride you purchase me. You chant the holy name and I will become purchased by you. We can see the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. He is actually offering himself to everybody at the price of chanting of the holy name. Then how Nityananda Prabhu is approaching everybody? Ato boli Nityananda bhume gori jai, shonar parbot jeno dhulate luchai. Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu is rolling on the ground, and it seems as if a golden mountain is rolling on the dust. Nityananda Prabhu, in ecstasy, while preaching, used to roll on the ground, and his body was very big and his complexion was like molten gold. And when Nityananda Prabhu used to roll in ecstasy on the ground, it used to appear as if a golden mountain is rolling in the dust. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this age of Kali to distribute their mercy in the most magnanimous way. And the process, the way they distributed this mercy is through Sankirtan. Vrindavan Das Thakur, in the beginning of his Chaitanya Bhagavat, he's glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu by saying, Ajanu Lombito Bhujo Kanotavo Dato Shankirtanaito Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Visham Haro Dijavaro Yugadhar Mutalo Bande Jagat Priyakaro Korunavataro. Ajanu Lombito Bhujo, their arms were stretched up to their knees. That is the sign of a Mahapurusha. A great personality bears some specific signs in their person. And one of the signs is that their arms are very long. Ajanu Lombito Bhujo Kanotavo Dato. Their complexion is like molten gold. Shankirtanaika Pitaro Pramulaya Taksho. And they are the fathers of Sankirtan Jagat. Shankirtanaika Pitaro. Pitaro. Pita means father, and Pitaro means two fathers. And Pramulaya Taksho. Their eyes are very large and wide as lotus petals. Vishwam Bharo, Dijabharo, they appeared in Brahmana families, they appeared as Brahmanas, Yugadharma Palo, in order to establish the Yugadharma. Bande Jagat Priyaparo, I worship that most, the greatest benefactor of this world, Korunavataro, the most munificent incarnation, or most munificent appearances of the Lord. And this Sankirtan means the essence of all the Vedic literature. The essence of the Vedic literature is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Vedas began to develop in the heart of Brahma through the Gayatri that Krishna imparted unto him. Tene Brahmarida Adikavaye. Adikavi is Brahma. And this transcendental knowledge was imparted in the heart of Brahma by Krishna himself in the form of Gayatri. And by meditating upon the Gayatri, the Vedas expanded in the heart of Brahma. Therefore, Gayatri is known as Veda Mata. And then the teachings of the Vedas converged into Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And everything is retained, everything is there in the holy name of Krishna in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And to congregationally chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Sankirtana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And after giving the mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Prabhu kahe kohi Ram, ei maha mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, my dear friends, I gave you the holy name, Maha Mantra. Iha shabe japo giya koriya nirbandha. Now, with full conviction, you chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Iha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe tomar. And just by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you will attain all perfection. Sarvakshan bolo ise vidhi nahiya. And if you chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all the time, then there won't be any rules and regulations, there won't be any restrictions of vidhi or rules and regulations. If one chants the holy name, then he doesn't have to follow any rules and regulations. He won't have to follow Vaidhi Bhakti. He will develop spontaneous love for the Supreme Personality of God. So the process has become so simple. But that just by chanting the holy name, one can attain the supreme perfection. And it is not any ordinary perfection. It is a kind of a perfection that is rare even for Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi to attain. Brahmaro durlabho prem shabakare jate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are offering this love of Krishna to anyone and everyone, irrespective of any consideration. Although this love of Krishna is rare even for Brahma, Shiva and Lakshmi. Lakshmi Devi, who is residing in the heart of Vishnu, even that Lakshmi cannot develop this love for Krishna. So it is so rare. But although this love is so rare, it has been distributed to anyone and everyone in this age of Kali. To begin with, the people in this age of Kali are very, very degraded, very, very fallen. They are absolutely unqualified for any spiritual development, to practice any form of spiritual practice. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the most elevated and most rare, most precious object of the spiritual sky, Krishna Prem, to the most degraded living entities of this age of Kali. And one may say that, one may doubt how it is possible. Now that doubt has been dispelled by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He's saying that you just chant the holy name and you will attain all perfection. And what is that perfection? The perfection is one will be elevated to the most elevated region of the spiritual sky, and one will be engaged in the most elevated form of devotional service. The most elevated region of the spiritual sky is Vrindavan. Aradhu Bhagavan Brajeshotanai Tadhamo Vrindavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braja. Tadhamo Vrindavanam, and his abode is Vrindavan. Ramma Kachi Rupashana Brajavadhu Gorgena Jakolkita. And the best way to worship him is the way the gopis of Vrindavan worship him. So, Ramma Kachi Rupashana Brajavadhu Gorgena Jakolkita. Now, what is the proof of this statement? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof which is free from all material contamination. It is Amal Puran, the highest of all Puranas, the greatest of all scriptural conclusions. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Prema Kumartha Mahan. Krishna Prem, love of Krishna, is the ultimate goal of life. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradaro Napara. This is the conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. And just accept this and do not accept anything else. So if we just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we will be able to receive these aspects of Mahaprabhu's teaching. We'll be situated in loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan, or the way the gopis of Vrindavan worship him, and we will achieve the highest perfection of our life, that is, love of Krishna. And one should not doubt about this conclusion. If anybody has any doubt, then Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof. And from Srimad Bhagavatam it will become clear that Mahaprabhu's teaching, what Mahaprabhu said, is the ultimate conclusion of all the Vedas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching has been perfectly established by the Goswamis. Nana Shastra Vichare Naika Nipunam Shadharma Sankhatoko Lokanam Hitakarino Tribhuvane Mannam Sarannakaro. The Goswamis of Vrindavan made the conclusion of all the scriptures and established Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, and that teaching of Goswamis was established by Baladev Vidyabhushan in his Govinda Bhashya, and that teaching has been established in this age for the living entities of the age of Kali by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the form of his transcendental literature, Srila Prabhupada gave the most wonderful instructions for our benefit in his literature, and those who want to follow Srila Prabhupada and distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world must make his mission of his life to distribute his transcendental literature. So today and tomorrow are two very wonderful occasions to distribute Prabhupada's literature, because millions of people will be coming here. So those who want to distribute Prabhupada's book can contact Shamsundar Prabhu outside the temple and distribute and take the books from him and distribute them. And one last thing I want to say is that yesterday there was a question, who was Madhavendra Puri? And Harikesh Maharaj pointed out that Madhavendra Puri was in Vrindavan, he is a Kalpa Vriksha, and I found the quote from Gaur Ganadev Dipika that says, Tashya Shishra Madhavendra Jag Dharma Ayam Pravartita Kalpa Vriksha Shravataro Brajam Dhama Napishtati. That Madhavendra Puri is an incarnation of a Kalpa Vriksha in Vrindavan. Hare All glory to Srila Prabhupada.